presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control towers. CX-4 calling control towers. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 12 foot. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, every year around Christmas time, we all think of a familiar figure dressed in red shooting through the sky behind 8 reindeer. Yep, Santa Claus, all right, on his Christmas mission for the boys and girls of the world. But for the more than 1,000 men and women who man our lighthouses along the East Coast, there's a Santa Claus also. These people work in out-of-the-way spots, protecting our coastwise shipping, contributing much to safety on the sea lanes. For these people, Santa came early this past Christmas, as he does every Christmas. It's all because there's a man named Edward Snow. Even his name sounds like Christmas time. Well, Edward Snow is the famous flying Santa Claus of New England. And this year, he flew the longest Christmas mission ever. Altogether, Snow visited more than 340 lighthouses and covered almost 5,000 miles. All this is made possible, of course, by the airplane. Mr. Snow uses a light two-engine ship, which he loads with packages of Christmas cheer. The actual delivery of the packages is simple. The flying Santa swoops low, tosses out his gifts, which float to the ground by parachute. Christmas flights are not limited to East Coast points only. Many private and commercial flyers use their planes to bring cheer to inaccessible points during the Yuletide. Even the Alaska Air Command put on a white beard to spread holiday greetings to isolated posts. The Air Command used a helicopter to deliver Christmas packages to the soldiers and airmen who are cut off from the rest of the world. I'll be back later, gang, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. Reaching Carlos Mendez Ranch at Cañada Verde, Hop, Tank, and John Temple, the FBI agent, forced their way through the main gate under the cover of darkness and a heavy downpour and began a thorough search for Gail Nolan and the Lakeville Belle. They found the Belle in a cavernous barn near the ranch house, but Gail was nowhere to be seen. Noticing a light in the hayloft above them, they climbed up a narrow wooden ladder and were astonished to find Otto Vogel in complete revolt, about to kill Mendez, Gail, and young Christopher Cross. The boys promptly swung into action, taking command of the situation and holding Mendez and Vogel at gunpoint. However, before they could plan the next move, the drumming tattoo of hoofbeats was heard over the raging storm, and John Temple, peering through the window, called a sudden warning.
Hop! The men are coming back.
What?
So quick. The whole bunch of them. They're coming right to the barn.
So, it would seem that the tables have been turned.
Ah, but stand still, Vogel.
Your bravado is useless, Tinker. You cannot escape now.
What I said goes to you two men, Dave.
Hop, what do we do?
Take it easy, Clint. We'll call out the dump on it. Big shots here. Those guys can't do nothing.
Hop, that is Mommy. Two of the men are coming in here.
We better work fast, Tom. We can't leave now. Gail is still unconscious.
Oh, what a time for her to pass out. You can do nothing. I advise you to give up.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, listen, chum. If any shooting starts, you're going to be the first one to stop a slug.
You will never leave her alive.
Maybe not, but neither will you. They're at the door, Hop. First, you watch Gail.
Okay, Hop.
Keep rubbing your wrist.
Sure, I know.
Here they come. Stand back. John, douse the light. Sure. If you two guys get any funny ideas, they'll be the last ones you ever have. I'm warning you.
Hey, you're Mendez! Hey, you're Mendez!
Answer them, Mendez. Ask them what they want.
Hop, what's the ideal questions now, Tank? Go on, Mendez, and watch what you say.
Mendez, do not be a fool.
Shut up, you. Give me your rifle, Hop. I'll keep the door covered.
Yeah.
Hey, you're Mendez!
Go on, Mendez, answer them.
Yes! What is it? Roberto, at the main gate. We found him unconscious. The Americans must be here.
Tell them to search the other buildings. Go ahead.
Search the other buildings.
Take all of the men.
Take all of the men.
Mendez, what are you doing? Shut up or I'll ram my fist on your throat. Tell them not to bother you, that we aren't in here. Go on now.
Do not disturb me. The Americans are not in here.
Very well, senor. Come, Miguel. Garcia. Search the
ranch house
in the
stable. Nice work, Hop.
You do not think you can get away with this, do you?
We're doing all right so far, pal.
Hop, Miss Nolan's coming out of it.
I'm good. Gail. Gail, can you hear me?
Hop?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to think. That's all that's happened. Then seeing you.
Of course. Take it easy now.
But, Mendez, Vogel.
We got him under wraps, Gail. You don't have to worry. Why don't you sit this place? I've got a tank. You've got to work fast. Figure a way to carve out of here.
You're not kidding, Hop.
Once those men check the other buildings and don't find us, they'll be right back here.
I've still got a few minutes, and I want to know what's going on here between these two.
There's nothing going on.
Like Pointer, right? We heard you.
Pop, Vogel was going to shoot us.
The Mendez, too. Looks like a falling out among thieves, eh?
I do not know what you're talking about.
How about it, Mendez? You haven't said very much so far.
There's nothing for me to say.
Vogel was going to kill you and take the bell for himself. We heard him. He certainly can't be very happy about that.
I will take care of Vogel in my own manner.
Too late, chum. Your boss is going to be taken care of the way we want.
We'd better get rolling before it's too late.
I've got a proposition for Senor Mendez. He gets us out of here, calls off his men, and I'm sure the police will chalk it up on the credit side for him.
You're too kind, Senor. But why not let me go free altogether?
I don't make that kind of bargain, Mendez.
Pop, Senor Mendez is a murderer. Vogel killed all those men. He told me so himself.
Well, that'll help some, Mendez. How about it?
Senor, it is all in your hands. I will neither help you nor hinder you. I will make no agreements.
Okay. John, what are the men doing now?
They've carried. Some are in the stables, and some are in that other building across the court.
It won't take them long to get back here. What time is it?
It's almost midnight.
Well, we have two choices. Sit tight and try to hold out till the police get here, or make a break for the plane using Mendez and Vogel's shields.
Either way is suicide, I warn you.
Nobody asked you, punk.
It's a long way back to the plane in this storm. Anything can happen.
Yeah, we've only got 3 guns. How long can we hold out against that mob?
Well, we got Mendez and Vogel. They're as good as 50 guns.
Okay, we'll stick it out and hope the police get here soon.
Hey, Hop, the men are out in the middle of the yard again. I think they're coming back here.
Well, let's see, Chris. Yes, they are, Hop. All of them this time.
Well, roll up your sleeves, fellas. We got work to do. You two punks move back against that wall and stay there.
Dale, you and Chris lie flat on the floor.
All right, come on, Chris. Can I help? I know how to shoot.
We only have 3 guns, Chris. How close are they, John?
They're too close. Yeah, let me at that window. I'll pick one of them off. That'll make them scatter.
No, wait. Let's not tip our hand before we have them. Mendez.
Yes?
It's set to do some fast talking again.
I can do nothing to help you now.
You can tell him to stay out of here, to forget the whole thing and go to bed.
You do not think they will accept that after riding through the storm and finding Roberto unconscious?
It's up to Mendez to make them accept it.
They're surrounding the barn.
Uh-oh.
You'll have to talk fast, Mendez.
I will say only what you tell me, nothing more or less.
Mendez, don't be a fool. This is our chance to go free.
Look, Funk, how would you like your face changed?
Watch it. The same 2 men are at the door.
Okay, stand by.
Listen, Vogel, if you let out 1 peep, I'll shove my fist clear down your throat.
They're walking right in this time.
Watch it now, Mendez.
Senor Mendez! Senor Mendez, where are you?
Okay, Mendez, walk over to the edge of the loft. Show yourself and make it good. Remember, you'll have your back to us. And a man's back is an easy target.
His face completely devoid of expression, Carlos Mendez steps forward to the edge of the loft and faces his men below, as Hop, Tank, and John Temple, crouched in the shadows, hold their breath. The next tense moment will mean success or failure. Gang, we'll bring you the gripping climax of today's episode in just 60 seconds, so stand by. You know, fellas and girls, the planes flying on the nation's airlines these days seldom are bothered by ice. And that's mainly because of the research in thermal de-icing done over the past 10 years by Lewis Rodert. In recognition of his work, Rodert, who is an aeronautical engineer, will be presented with the Robert J. Collier Trophy, which is one of the nation's highest aviation awards. Thermal de-icing actually is a technical term, but it's easy to explain. The phrase is used to describe the process of using heat to prevent ice forming on the wings and other sections of the plane. Today, all new transport aircraft in the country are incorporating his ice prevention systems. Actually, the application of heat to ice-vulnerable parts of aircraft takes many forms, depending on the parts you want to keep free of ice. Wings are protected by piping hot air through the leading edges. Props can be freed of ice by conducting hot gas through the blades, applying electrically heated thin rubber coverings on the surface, or installing electrical heating elements inside the blades. Windshields are constructed with hot air circulating space between 2 sheets of glass, or are heated by a special glass that can conduct electricity. Lewis Rodert really deserved the Collier Trophy, and when he receives it from President Truman, the chief executive will be very pleased, for Rodert, like the president, is a native of Missouri. Fellas and girls, this is another contribution by American aviation experts aimed at making air travel better and safer. There's a bright future in aviation for those who get in early. So begin today to prepare for a career in the air. Always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Although they hold Carlos Mendez and Otto Vogel prisoner,
Buck, Tank, and John Temple are still in a dangerous position after rescuing Gale and Chris. Mendez ranch hands have surrounded the barn in which they're hiding. There is no escape. And now, two of the men have entered the barn, crouched in the shadows of the hayloft. Hop orders Mendez.
Talk to them, Mendez. Get them out of here.
Señor Mendez, where are you?
Go on.
I am here, Miguel. What is it? Oh, señor, I did not see you. The Americanos. We cannot find them.
Ask them if they're sure we're around here.
Are you sure they are here? Señor Roberto is unconscious. They must be here. We have searched all of the buildings. You are certain they did not come into the barn?
Say you're positive.
Yes, I am positive. Señor, perhaps we had better make sure. We will look around.
Get them out, Mendez.
That is not necessary, Miguel. They are not here, I tell you. Very well, señor. But I have stationed the men around the barn for your protection. I will keep them there until the Americanos are found.
Tell them no to go to bed and forget it.
It is not necessary to post the guard, Miguel. You may tell the men to retire. Señor, if you do not mind my saying so, you take too many chances. I would rather have the men stay on guard.
Get them away, Mendez.
I insist, Miguel. Tell the men to retire. Very well, señor, as you wish. Oh, what about Señor Hugo? He is with you, no?
Tell him yes. They're working on something.
Yes, we are working up here in the loft. Now, if that is all. Very well, señor. As you wish. Come, Garcia.
Thanks, Mendez.
Better watch those guys, John. Make sure they follow orders.
I am.
You swine, you coward. You allow these stupid fools to use you like
this. That's enough,
I will kill you for this.
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Hey, you.
Hey, look out.
Jenny, stop. Now, I have your gun.
Stop, everybody.
One of my chances here, Dale and Chris.
Someone has stopped you.
Trick me, will you, Mendez?
Oh, oh.
Stay clear. I'll get him. Now, going down the ladder. Plug him.
Out of the way, Frank.
Now
we will
see.
Oh, you
bitch.
Hey,
let me
down there.
No, hold it, John. It's too late.
Here he goes. He'll have those men back here before you know it.
Yeah, we'll have a hot time.
We
have
to put it out as best
we
can.
Check your guns and stand by.
Only 138
and
a rifle against that mob. It'll be murdered. Watch for them, Tank.
Right.
Top.
Yes,
sir.
Mendez,
he's dying.
What?
Fogel
shot him deliberately. Hop, I saw him.
Miss Snowden. Yes, sir,
Mendez. My humble apologies. I did not mean for you to suffer.
Of course not.
I was wrong. The bell, Vogel, such things are not good.
Do not let it end.
Return it to the people to whom it belongs.
Yes, of course.
And do not think too harshly of me.
Oh. He's gone.
Yes.
This wasn't so bad after all.
No, he really wasn't.
Hey, heads up. You see them, Frank?
Yeah, they're coming back.
They all got guns.
Okay, fellas, it's right in our laps now. Give it all you've got and make every shot count.
Taking defensive positions in the hayloft, Hop, Tank, and John Temple prepare to defend themselves against the tank as Gale and Chris huddle together on the floor. Gang, there's slam-bang action in our next gripping episode as Hop and Tank fight for their lives against overwhelming odds. Don't miss it. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Go on, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.